learns how to operate in body ministry, that everybody learns how to pray for people, how to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that's our intention. That's the intention of the Lord. That's what I believe he's wanting to do. So praise God. And I'll tell you what. Did anybody else feel like you almost wanted to do a dance when that song was going? Now, we some of us were. I love that. I love that. Stretch your hands toward these girls, because God's going to make them ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to teach them. And they're going to minister here in great power. They're faithful. They're good girls. Are they perfect? No, but neither are we. Amen to that? Amen. So just stretch your hands toward them. And let me just, Mary McFarland, would you pray over these girls right now? Just pray. Whatever you got there. Amen and amen and amen. You know, the word says in the book of James, you have not because you ask not. Let's not be found in that group. I mean, that's just the sorry. I mean, you have not because you ask. Let's ask. Ask in Jesus' name. The Lord said, Jesus said, henceforth, you won't ask me anymore, but you'll ask my Father in the name of Jesus. And whatever you ask will be done for you. So praise God, praise God, praise God. Anybody else want to pray for these girls tonight? All right then. If you would turn your Bibles to James chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. And girls, just be ready. They're going to help me. They're going to do things. I'm getting a revelation, and I didn't get this from a magazine. I got it from the Holy Ghost and fire. But in James chapter 5, the word says this, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So the title of my message tonight is prayers that get wonderful results. That's what we want. We want to pray prayers that get answers, that get results. That's what we're here to learn how to do. Verse 17 says this, Elijah was a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Give me a couple more of them verses. Didn't move on me, did you? James chapter 5 and verse 18. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops. So praise God. Elijah was a fellow just like us. He was a person just like us. But he had power. Now, did he have power because he was a prophet? No. Did he have power because God just picked him out and gave him something that he didn't give nobody else? No. No, Elijah had power because he believed. He spent enough time in prayer with the Lord and fellowship with God, which is also praise and worship. You know, in the book of Revelation, the word says this, that you and I it says in Revelation 1, 5, and 6, that we are kings and priests unto the Lord. And so kings rule and priests minister to the Lord. And so together we minister to the Lord and we learn some things. And so praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And I could not help but notice girls go down one degree on either side here. If anybody gets cold, let me know. And that song made me want to boogie. Want to do something? Amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And, you know, we have not sometimes because we ask not. And why don't we ask? I'll tell you why we don't ask. A lot of times we don't feel like we're worthy. We don't feel like we're good enough. Feel like, what's the use? I prayed that before. I don't feel like I'm good. It must be me. No, it's not you. No. No, the devil doesn't want you to get answers to prayer. I can tell you that. But God does. And it was brought to my attention. There are people here tonight, or that are not here, that are sick. And some of them are very, very sick. So we're going to start out, and we're going to give some prayer cloths. Girls, come on up here, and let's just minister to this congregation. And we're going to give you an opportunity to tell what's bugging you tonight, if there's anything bugging you. Now, let's get one of these for for Jill. You all take that, put it on. Everybody anoint that with oil. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now take that and give that to Paul, you guys. And go back there. Go back there. Give that to Paul and pray for Paul. Just say a quick prayer for him. And we'll, you know, in order to really get to the heart of getting prayers answered all the time, we have to change how we perceive God. Because most people that I've known since 1971, they feel like God is not happy with them. God's mad at them. They're not worthy. And that's exactly how your enemy, the devil, wants to keep you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Who resist? Resist him. The word says, if you resist him, he will flee from you. Now, girls, come on up here. I want to get another one, and I want this one to be for Ernie. Ernie needs prayer, so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take that and take that oil and anoint that and pass it down. Hallelujah. Pass it down. And Kayla, where's your microphone? Get your microphone and pray for Ernie. Ernie needs prayer. Ernie doesn't feel good and he really needs prayer. And we're going to anoint that, you girls, then you can take it over to Mary.
Lord, we thank you for Brother Ernie. God, we thank you for the blessing that he is in all of our lives. And God, we just pray for his body right now, Lord, that he would receive a total healing, God, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord, we ask that his body begin to line up with your word. And Jesus, your word says that you already paid for that healing. And so, God, we claim it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, girls, go over there to Mary and just pray. Pray with her. See if she wants you guys to add to that. And, as I was saying, some things that just don't come to me quick, but they get there. You know, we have to change the way that we perceive how God feels about us. It's more that you believe it than you deserve it. And then the word gives this example over and over again. Now, You parents, do you just give to your children because they're always good? Well, no. You give because you love them and because they're your children. And, you know, if we're dealing, any of us are dealing with our children all the time and they only get what they deserve, well, shame on us. That's wrong. We give because we love them, because we got a good heart. And I don't know anybody with a better heart than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They have a good heart. They just want to bless you. But the way the kingdom of God works, watch this here. Here's Newton's law of gravity. What goes up must come down. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, and pray believing. If, I'm going to go to, Mike, if you would put me in John 15:7. We're just going to start this from the inside out, up and down. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted for you. It'll be given to you. Another place says this here, that it's God's great joy. Give me John 16:23-24, Mike. At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly. You will talk to God directly, and he will grant your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. Now, I want you to think about this. I just got Millie a brand new television for Christmas. You know, sometimes I don't hit the nail on the head. I don't get something, I give her something, I think, well, I should have gotten more than that out of that. But let me tell you, this new TV that I got, Millie, she loves it. And I just told her, Millie, it made me so happy. That's the way God is. God wants to answer your prayer because he's a good God. Taste of the Lord and see that he is good. He wants you to be happy because that will make him happy. And you ain't going to hear that in a lot of churches. And I've gone to a lot of churches and not heard that and heard how disappointed God was in us, in me, and in us, and how we can't do this and we don't know how to do that, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's not in the Word. Let me ask you something. At your house, when it's Christmas. Amen? Now, little Rhett's about to have a birthday. I don't know what you need to do with my sound, Mike, but it might be a little too loud. I don't know, but I'm in a well. And you know what? His mom's not going to discipline him and correct him on his birthday. It's his birthday. She's got a party planned for him. Is that right? A week from this Saturday. Is that right? Where's it going to be? Tell me where it's going to be, somebody. Where's his birthday going to be? At your house. Now, he's looking forward to that. How many of you, and I don't raise your hand, you're looking forward to God doing something for you? Because I'm looking forward. I can tell you I am. I'm looking forward. I could tell you, but I've learned not to share everything with everybody. There's some things I'm looking for God doing for me. And he's not doing them for me because I do everything right. He's doing them because I'm one of his sons and he loves me. And he's made every provision for me to succeed. You have, if you're born again, blood bought, you have to work hard not to succeed, because it's all about you. Let us make man in our image, Genesis 1:26, and our likeness, and let man have dominion over everything that we've made on the earth. All, everything. Dominion over angels. Dominion over demons. Dominion over powers. Dominion over the elements. And look what mankind has done. Look what we've been able to accomplish on this earth. Some of the good we've been. And let's, you know what? Let's forget about the bad just for a little while. Let's just think about what we're made in the image of God. We will function the same way God functions. When God wants something done, he just says it. That's how he gets it done. I command these three girls in the name of Jesus to get to feeling better and stronger and happier and more blessed. Are you guys going to have a good Christmas? All three of you? You going to have a good Christmas? Good. How many of you in here, if you have anything to do with it, you're going to have a good Christmas? Well, I'm going to have a good Christmas. That's just what I'm going to do. Amen. Look at these kids. They want everybody to know. We're not kidding. We are going to have a good Christmas. That's wonderful. 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 Now let me ask you an important question. And I'm not saying there's another that needs one. But is there anybody else here? You have a loved one. Yes. Okay. Now, if I got an anointing cloth to you, how could we get it to Barbara? Could you get it to Barbara somehow? Yeah, that'd be good enough. Girls, get those anointing cloths and bring them over here. I've got the oil with me. And I'm just going to take a chance. If you want to be anointed with oil tonight, look here. Away with normal. Let's do something. If anybody wants to be anointed, I'm not saying anybody does. I don't really know. But this is Barbara's cloth. Come up here if you want to be anointed with oil tonight. You know, you're the most important part of this service as far as God is concerned. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Sophie, all three of you girls, put your hands on that. We're gonna pray for everybody that wants to pray. Isn't it funny? Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Shut up. Be quiet. The preacher's preaching. Hey, away with that junk. Jesus said, no, bring them to me. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For as such is the kingdom of God. And their angels, everybody say their angels, do always, that's right, do always see the face of the Father in heaven. Now, Sophie, this is for Barbara. Would you please take your microphone, and I want you to pray. Just, yeah, take it. You got the blue one, Mike. I want you to pray on that. Girls, put your hand on that cloth, and I want you to pray and release the anointing of healing for Barbara. Let me just tell you this. I don't know the whole story, but she really needs a healing. Pray that right now, as best as you can.
Jesus, I pray that you just heal Barbara, and I pray that you make her every single bit whole, Lord God, and I pray that you make her feel well again, Lord God, and I pray that you allow her to do the things that you have planned her to do, Lord God. And I just know that you love her, Lord God, so I pray that you keep her. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. You know what the Bible teaches? The whole of the Bible teaches this, that as people get older, even ones that are churchgoers, they get colder. You get older, you get colder. But look at these children. Look at this here. You know what? They're expecting something now. Right before you pray for those, I want you two to take this oil right now and take that to Mary, because we finished it, right? Mary, you give that to Sherry tomorrow if you get a chance, okay? Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If anybody has anything they'd like to say in this service, just let us know. Now, you two girls right here, this is your compadre. Take this oil and just anoint Kayla. I can look at her eyes. Can you see that? You know, the Bible says this. The eyes are the lamp to the soul. And I don't know exactly what's wrong. I think she's either overtired or just a little puny or maybe something worse. But anyway, good. And now anoint her on her head. Yeah, anoint her on her head and pray for her. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Pray where I can hear it, somebody. Good girls. Now, y'all sit down with me here. Clear this off, and we're going to pray for these kids. I think it's kind of amazing. Not one adult came up here. Not one adult wanted to be anointed with oil. I can't hardly believe that. Go ahead and sit down. But I want to pray for these little kids. Who wants me to pray for them first? Okay. All right. Okay. You're next after him. Girls, you're gonna take this oil bottle. Isaiah, is there anything in particular you want us to pray for you? Okay. Lord, just bless him. Just bless my little grandson, Father. I know there's so much good in him, and I just pray you bless him and that he's put in the company of people all day long that praise him and say good things to him. In Jesus' name, let these girls pray too. Let them pray. Now, this little guy right here, I think your last name, let me see, is your last name Sauls? I vaguely remember you guys. And you're the youngest Sauls, aren't you? What's your name?
Eric.
Derek?
Zarek.
Don't help me over there. Just be quiet and mind your own business, okay? I don't need your help. You need to have your butt up here is what you need, to be honest with you. You need to be up here, but I'm not going to make you, but that's just up to you. Okay? Zarek, what can I pray for you? Just pray. Father, I thank you for Zarek. Just be with him, Lord, and bless him. Bless this little fella and cause Zarek to have the best Thanksgiving and the best Christmas he's ever had. Is that a good prayer? We'll keep going down the line. It gets better. Who wants to be prayed for next? Okay. And you're about to have a birthday November the 30th. You're going to be 27, right? No. How old are you going to be? 10. Are you big for Grandma Mary? Is she big for 10 or about the right size? Is about right? Okay. Now look at me. Tell me. What would you like me to pray? No, do you have an unspoken request? Something that you just want to keep secret? Okay, that's called an unspoken request. Remember that. You can say that in the church service. Just raise your hand up and say, look, I have an unspoken request. And they'll go, amen. And they'll just get right on with it, okay? But we're going to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up Alea. I remember the day you were born. I remember that. I was there. Everybody was so happy. Alaya, you made people happy. You know what? You make people happy. Every time I see you, you make me happy. You make your grandma happy. I bet you have friends that when you see them, you guys are happy, right? Thank you for this young lady. And Father, I thank you for the protection that's on this child. Everybody pray with me in here. Everybody, let's do something. You know what? It's good to read three Bible scriptures, drink some communion, and go home. But this is, I would like to get a little more out of this service. And help me pray for Alaya right now. Just be with her, Father, and cause her to be blessed. She has an unspoken request, Father, but you know what it is. As Mary kept in her heart, Lord God, many things, the mother of Jesus, in her heart is an unspoken request. Lord, help her. Help Alaya and grant her what she's hoping for in her heart. And everyone said amen. Now go down the line and these guys are going to pray for you. Who wants to go next? You want to go next? Okay, come here. What would you like to pray? You know what? You make me smile every time I see you. Pray what? Okay. Everybody, grandma, everybody, this little boy said, please pray for me that I'll do good at school. Now, I'm going to give one more thing. If there's a child up here and you want to pray for them, come up and help us pray for them. Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up little Gary, and I pray that you help him at school, that there'd be an increase, Father, that he'll be able to see when he goes back to school by Christmas, that he'll see that he's doing better, that things are better. He's doing better in school. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray for that little fella. All right, young fella. Junior, is there anything in particular you'd like? Just want me to just pray? A blessing? Okay. Lord God, I just pray for little Junior. Lord, I just lift him up to the throne room of grace and protection and power. Just cause him to have the best holiday season he's ever had. And cause him to connect with some of his kinfolk. Father, help him to be blessed with his family and to have joy like never before this Christmas. Amen. Amen. Now, you're a Saul's too, I think. Now, let me think. Was your name Gertrude?
No.
No, that's not it. Okay. Okay, okay. Give me one more chance. Saylor? What's your name?
Zayla.
Zayla. What a beautiful name. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. Now, any of you have a prayer for one of these children or all of them, come up here and pray. See, this is body ministry. It's not just one person. It's all of us working together, using the gifts, using the anointing that's in this room. Now, Zayla, right?
I think we already prayed for God, but I think I want to pray for God again.
Want to pray for what? Okay, let me ask you. Now, somebody might need to help me with this. Do you mean... Now, everybody, this is how things happen. You ought to hear Billy Graham's testimony when he was a little boy and what happened to him. I think, is there any chance, Layla, that you want to be born again, that you want to ask Jesus to come into your heart? Is that what you mean? Okay, now, we're getting out of here at the regular same time. See this child? How old are you? When I paid attention to what was happening to her, and she got saved that day. Now, this child, I asked, what do you want? She goes, well, I said, I might have asked for it before, but I want God. Help us pray that this child gets born again. If so, come on up here and help us. We're going to pray. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. If I led you in a prayer, would you, who's got a microphone? One of you girls, get me one of them microphones. Now, I'm going to lead you in a simple prayer. And it's to ask the Lord to come into your heart, that you'd be born again.
I've done this before.
You've never done this before? No. Well?
I'm really shy of talking in a mic.
You're scared about it? Okay. Okay. I knew you weren't saying you wanted to date a guy named Mike or anything like that. I knew that. Okay, let me ask you this here. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I'm going to, okay, you ready? It goes like this. I want you to pray, dear Jesus. Can you say, dear Jesus? Come into my heart. I want you to change me. Amen. Oh, gosh. That kid did so good. Two people applauded. This child just asked Jesus in her heart. Well, maybe we can explain that someday. All right. Go down this way, because they're going to pray for you. And you're going to, if you have anything else. What do you want? I'm sorry?
I just want prayer.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my granddaughter that I love so much. Lord, the Lord says, I want to change your life, Alicia. Look at me. He says, I want to change you, and you're going to fly like an eagle. Good things are going to happen in your life, and some of the bad things are going to melt away. Would that be okay to pray that? All right, then. Put your hands up like this. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for Alicia, and I loose your power, the power to heal, the power to change, the power to help. Help her, God. Give her more help than she's ever got before. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now go down the line and let these girls. All right, birthday fella. Okay. Father, help Brett to have a good day at school, some good days at school for the rest of the year, okay? And to have the best Christmas he's ever had in Jesus' name. Is that a good prayer? Amen. Now go down the line.
You remember me, right?
I think I do.
Maddie?
Yeah, what was your name again?
Xander.
Yeah. Were you just up here a minute ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what? Well, I didn't go here, but I was
okay.
Over there.
Well, what would you like us to pray for?
So, I have anxiety, ADHD, and a lot of stuff that scares me sometimes. Like
anxiety and what else?
ADHD.
And ADHD, what else? Now listen.
This is kind of I don't know if anybody knows it. There's something called derealization, and it makes me feel like everything around me a dream. Because of one time.
Are you hearing this, everybody? This is what this little fella here, one little fella. Is there anybody in there that will help me pray for him? Good. Yeah, I know he is. Somebody hold the microphone for Millie. And Millie, did you hear what he just said he has? Now, Millie, we've got a better report than that.
Yes.
You put your hands on him and pray for him. He came up here. He's serious. Pray for him. Put your hands on him. And your kids, too, if you want.
What's your name again?
Xander.
That's Xander.
Father, we just thank you for Xander. Father, we thank you that you're working in his life, Father. Many people have labeled him many things. Father, we believe your report. Xander's every bit whole, every bit well. All his emotions, anxieties, whatever they've labeled him, Father, we say that passes away, Father, this very instant, Father, that he has the mind of Christ, Father, and you give him a desire to serve you, Father, and come to you, Father, and be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for letting us pray for you. I believe that. I believe in that prayer. You go down the line, they might have something more to tell you. All right, who's next? Hello, young fella. Tell me what we can pray for you. Okay, now, see, I've been saying from this pulpit that there's people all over the world now, anxiety and fear. anxiety and fear. Does anybody, will any of you adults come up here and help us pray? Thank you, Ange. Thank you, Pastor Kel. Hey, we're like about 10 minutes away from leaving, so that's one thing you can count on, even if you don't like what's going on here. All right. Kelly, you want to pray for him? Anxiety and fear.
Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over James right now, and I speak to that anxiety, and I tell it to go right now. Lord, you said in your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but
that's
God,
right.
You said in your word that you've given us power, love, and a sound mind. And so right now, I speak those promises of God over his life. I speak to that power to come forth right now. I speak for that love to come forth right now, and I speak to that mind, and I tell it to become sound right now. In Jesus' name, every lying lie about fear, every bit of it, God, we speak to those things and we tell them to go, and we tell the power, love, and a sound mind to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Pray for these three. And you guys come with me. We're going to go over here. Just pray for them real quick.
Just
Pray
something I've been going with. Actually, been with me since
come
I was
here, girls.
Old, since I got
I'm going to bless this stuff. In the name of Jesus, stretch your hands
I'm
this way.
Even ask my wife, I'm dealing with a demonic
I just bless
spirit, and it's getting
the elements of communion tonight. Everybody that takes
like,
communion is refreshed, and all anxiety and stress leaves them. In Jesus' name, help them. Amen. Now you go, you get these people over here. You go and you stay with me, because in a minute we're gonna take this communion.
Well, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you.
And make sure somebody gets the fella up there and the sound booth. Hallelujah. Now, while we're doing that, let me say this here. That implement right there, hold that up. That represents the body of Jesus Christ. He said, I am the bread that came down from heaven and fed in the wilderness for 40 years. This element represents supply for you and yours. So if anybody needs something in the spirit, soul, or body, please stand up and tell the Lord just between you and God why you're standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.